Swan with your Truth in Media moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. Now, this piece is in response to a question I received on Facebook from Michelle, who asked this, quote, "Myself and some friends would like to know if the rumor of 57 Iranian warships off the East Coast is true or not. Also, if Obama gave the go-ahead for them to attack when the dollar fails," end quote. Well, it is true that Iranian ships are headed this way. Not 57. But according to Admiral Afshin Haddad, the vessels have already entered the Atlantic Ocean via waters near South Africa. Haddad says that the fleet is approaching U.S. maritime borders for the very first time. It's only about 14 miles from the East Coast. So why would Iran do this? I'll explain right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced, while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So what is true about these Iranian warships headed to the East Coast? Well, first of all, it doesn't appear to be 57, but actually two vessels. One is a smaller frigate, which will carry about 30 naval cadets. The other is a supply ship. But they will remain on this mission for about 3 months. Now, what is interesting about this story are the internet stories of how the Iranians are coming to war, how they're coming to the East Coast, how 57 ships are headed this way. How could we allow them so close to U.S. waters? And yet, when you consider the reason for Iran sending their ships this way, Iran is protesting the U.S. Navy deploying ships into the Persian Gulf, which we've been doing for some time. The U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet is based in Bahrain, just across the Persian Gulf from Iran. And the U.S. conducts regular exercises in the Persian Gulf, just in case. Exercises that we in the U.S. would be enraged by if the Iranians were doing them in waters so close to us. Now keep in mind, one of these ships the Iranians are sending over was almost destroyed by a U.S. fighter jet in 1988. Some media reports have referred to these ships as being nothing more than rust buckets, hardly a threat to the United States. As for the claim that the Obama administration wants to attack these ships if the dollar fails, well, that is based much more in fantasy than anything else. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plaques, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cal mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
History the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show, hour number two. And responding to Glenn's comment, I'm very much in disagreement with his observation that if Russia hasn't acted militarily yet, they're not going to. And there's a couple of reasons for that. One, we know the United States wants war. They need war to prop up the dollar, to bring back Bretton Woods, to conquer the world's resource-rich areas and shackle them to the petrodollar. They're trying to get to a war. Russia is exactly the opposite case. They have a healthy economy. They've got good manufacturing, good agriculture. Things are working very well for them without a war. So they do not want a war. And pushing that button, making that commitment to go to war, is going to be the last thing they will do after they've exhausted every other possible action. And so anybody, I think, who's out there, you know, beating their chest and saying, "Oh, Russia doesn't have the balls to go to war and we can move forward," that is the kind of arrogance that leads to disaster. Well, John in Barbados called back. Aloha, John. You apparently had a comment as well.
Yes, on the last caller. His quotations from the BBC. I wouldn't put any credence whatsoever in anything BBC News says.
I would agree with you on that one.
They were brought into being in the 1920s by the same group who formed MI6, British Intelligence, and have been a department of British Intelligence to this day. They are still British Intelligence that runs the BBC, really. So I just wouldn't believe, I mean, having seen the Building 7 over the reporter's shoulder when she announced it collapsed, it's just proof of the pudding. The BBC wouldn't know how to tell the truth if it jumped up and smacked them in the mouth.
Well, I mean, we have the exact same situation here in the United States where the intelligence agencies have had covert control over the corporate news, going back to Operation Mockingbird, and now they're not even bothering to hide it any longer with this plan by the FCC to put government monitors into the newsrooms and TV studios to sort of monitor and suggest which stories are going to be covered on any given day. How very Soviet of them to do that. So, I agree. BBC is no more trustworthy as a news source than ABC, NBC, MSNBC, Fox, whatever that you have here in the U.S.
Okay, Michael, I just thought I'd mention that. So, you know, keep the mind focused on reality and truth.
I will do my best. All right, I will do my best here. All righty, now let's take a break away from this other stuff and go back and take another look at Obamacare, which is, it is amazing that out of arrogance and ego, they keep pushing this thing, and now they're realizing it's going to be a major problem for the election, and they're just thrashing around trying to find some way out of this. As you're probably aware, last week the U.S. government itself, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, came out with a report It says 2/3 of Americans who work at small businesses will see their insurance premiums increase because of Obamacare. Now, that, of course, is a complete contradiction from Obama's 2008 promise that families would see lower health insurance premiums, $2,500 lower, under Obamacare. That's what they were saying when they were selling this to you, is if you signed up for Obamacare, your health insurance would be $2,500 lower, and if you liked your current plan, you could keep your current plan, both of which turned out to be complete lies. Now, apparently Medicare, it's the same story here. Just to let you know how bad things are going, over at General Dynamics, which operates an Obamacare call facility, has just notified 730 of their employees they're going to be laid off. Nobody's calling in. Nobody's trying to sign up. The Obama administration is now saying they may have 4 million people signed up by the end of March, where they were originally saying it was going to be 7 million. They can't even get that. We're talking about just slightly over 1% of the total population of the United States of America has been suckered in to signing up for this thing. Interesting little story that appeared over at money.cnn. People are starting to notice on their restaurant bill, they get the little paper, they've had lunch and everything, they're already starting to see the Obamacare fees being applied. Now, the employer mandate isn't going to kick in till 2015. But the restaurants and other businesses are starting to assess their customers an Obamacare fee to cover what they're saying is the compliance costs, or just to sort of get more money into their bank account here. All right, let's see. We're going to grab a phone call here. Rick in Nevada. Aloha, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Spot on show as always. Now, let's say that Russia gets too uppity over there, and we, the U.S., okay, I'm going to just slick back my DA and flick open my switchblade and go over here, and I'm going to intimidate Iran. And meanwhile, on the corner of his eye, he's saying, hello, what's this? Where did these Chinese guys come from? And why are they putting a blockade up around Taiwan?
If this thing starts to cascade out of control, we're probably going to see a lot of countries in the world saying, okay, the U.S. is tied up over there in the Mideast. They don't have any more resources to project power, and we could see a lot of conflicts break out, China versus Taiwan, China versus Japan. That's what gets a world war going, is when everybody says, now is my opportunity, because anybody who might stand in the way of my territorial economic ambitions is already tied up in another part of the globe.
And here's the thing with the Chinese, they take a longer view than we do. They might not have a blue water navy on a par with ours yet, but they're going to get there soon enough.
Well, again, China has absolutely no ambition of physically invading the North American continent. But certainly in terms of immediate resource-rich areas, And there's a lot of hostility in China, not to mention North Korea, over the abuses they suffered at the hands of the Japanese leading up to and during World War II. Like Nanking is still a very, very sore spot for a lot of the older Chinese. And as you say, they take the long view that it really doesn't matter how long you wait for revenge as long as you eventually get your revenge.
I see this more or less a tripartite world where if you have a strong Russia, a strong China, and a strong U.S., you have pretty much balance. And with a weak U.S., which is what we have now, I see the world as a really dangerous place in the near term or the midterm.
Well, it's dangerous because the U.S. Doesn't want to acknowledge its weakening economic military stance, and they're out there trying to project power and take it all over. If you go back to the policy papers put out by the Project for the New American Century in the 1990s, they were out there saying the U.S. is the only superpower remaining because Russia was still dealing with the collapse of the Soviet Union. China was still focusing all their effort on manufacturing. And there's absolutely no question that in a purely military sense, the U.S. is still the strongest military on Earth if you include the nuclear forces. So the issue is the U.S. is entering this discussion from the point of view that they think they are the only major military power left on Earth, and they're throwing their weight around an awful lot. But you're absolutely right. Russia is basically, they've been building up their military. They're spending the money smartly. They're buying military rather than simply enriching defense contractor cronies. Same thing with China. And they're being very smart about their weapons development. They're designing they're designing weapons specifically to defeat the U.S. approach to war. And that is why things, it's not a given the U.S. is going to win. I don't think the U.S. is going to win. We have to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the phone call, Rick, and we will be right back after these few words from our sponsors.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblatt, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas, yeah, I want to be a pirate.
I want to do... And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, Harry Reid is out there And obviously, along with every other Democrat in the country, is trying to figure out some way they're not going to be wearing the Obamacare albatross going into the November elections. And Harry got up today and just made this sweeping declaration that all of the Obamacare horror stories are fake, fraud, lies. And he's basic, you know, things like the leukemia patient whose insurance policy was canceled. Harry Reid is basically saying these are all bought and paid for propaganda by the Koch brothers, and it's all false and it's all complete lies. That's their new thing, is that all these negative stories about Obamacare, they're just lies. You shouldn't listen to them. It's like global warming denial or Holocaust denial. Now it's Obamacare denial, and they're taking that approach here. Interesting story, though, has appeared, which immediately put Harry Reid's sweeping declaration proves it itself is a lie. Apparently, back on October 17th, the White House was already aware of all the problems with the Obamacare website and seriously considered scrapping the whole thing and starting over, which is what they should have done. But out of ego and arrogance and the fact that they were on a real rush to get the cash flowing to keep the economy propped up, they just said, no, we'll move forward with this current website and the American people will just deal with the problems and we'll get it to work. And it didn't. It's a complete and utter failure. Now, yesterday we were talking about how Obama was proselytizing his grassroots group, Organizing for Action, and how he was trying to get them all whipped up to go online and push Obamacare and hurl bad language at anybody who doubted the system was going to be work and beneficial. And he made a quote in there which I think should be very alarming to Americans, where Obama is talking to his supporters and he says, "The work you're doing is God's work." Remember where we heard that before? From the head of Goldman Sachs, who says they're doing God's work by making Americans homeless. Now, is Obama thinking he's God? It seems to be the sign of a growing megalomania coming out of this guy. On a little more realistic version, of course, story out of the nationaljournal.com is whether Obamacare can avoid a consumer rebellion, because that's what's going on. People are not signing up for this system. And we know the Internal Revenue Service is already sending out notifications to taxpayers, you know, regarding health insurance, because those penalties are going to start kicking in. I think it's next year. I mean, it is a complete unmitigated failure. Out here in Hawaii, our legislature is considering major changes to our local state Obamacare problem, because the interim director of our health care exchange, which is called the Hawaii Health Connector, that's our local version of Obamacare, they're running out of money. They're not even getting enough people to sign up, where the fees for the sign-ups are covering the cost of operation. And when the federal grant money ends, they don't have enough money to keep the system running. Can't pay for the computer servers, can't pay for the office, can't pay for the staffers. This Obamacare system isn't even able to cover its own cost of operation, let alone generate this $200 billion in pure profit for the insurance companies, with the federal government getting a piece of the action through taxes. It's a complete failure. It's an absolute complete failure. They knew it was a failure last October. They did consider scrapping it and starting over, but out of ego and arrogance said, absolutely not. This, we declare by imperial edict, this thing is a success and we will move forward. And it is a path to disaster. And we saw that happen in the old Soviet Union during Lysenkoism, where it was obvious there was a problem with this guy's science. And the Soviet government simply said, we declare this is a success and everybody must do this, which led to massive, massive famine, followed by the Soviet Union having to buy surplus grain and corn from the United States, Huge political embarrassment for the Soviet government here. All right, we're going to grab a phone call. George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike?
Doing fine.
The thing is, I know we talked about the other day, but I don't really think these, especially on ours, I don't really think nobody has Ukraine situation. And, Mike, you come closest to making sense of the Ukraine situation, but everybody's just contradicting themselves. And I'm asking over the network if they could set up a Skype connection or something and hear people directly from Ukraine tell them what's going on, because I'm also hearing from people in some regions of the Ukraine that pretty much things are calm. It's just around Kiev and just certain spots.
Yeah, it is very much managed stuff, but you need to be careful about any videos coming out of these conflict areas, because they themselves can be propaganda operations directed at the American people. Because Washington, D.C. understands the American people are wondering why we're over there when there are so many problems here in the United States of America. Why are we still out there interfering in all these other regions? Like I said, U.S. has already agreed to send the new puppet regime in Kiev a $1 billion bailout. At the same time, they're telling the Americans living in Detroit, tough luck. We've got nothing for you.
Well, I'm just asking, people in Ukraine, please call into your show and let them know what exactly is going on, because the only way we're going to defeat the bankers in Ukraine trying to take over is we talk to them and communicate with them, tell them what exactly is going on and who is behind it.
Well, I imagine probably a lot of people in the Ukraine, if they have internet access, they probably already know. Looking at my server logs on the What Really Happened website, my audience is indeed global, and there are a lot of people inside Russia and that part of Europe that do read my website. But again, if anybody's in the Ukraine wants to call into the show here, I mean, certainly, obviously, we'd love to hear from them.
Yeah, because I'm hearing, like I say, there's a lot of areas in Ukraine that are at peace, and they're going about their business.
Yeah, right now the violence and protest, it's around Kiev, and now, of course, it's down toward the southeast, toward Crimea. But very obviously, the agent provocateurs who went in there to try and push the Eurocentric view of the future have run up against a major, major brick wall against the ethnic Russians.
The thing is, I'm hearing conflict, it's the neo-Nazis, it's the communists, it's the Zionists, it's the pro-European. Nobody knows who's in charge.
Well, that is a very, very real problem where, at least half the country is saying whoever's sitting in Kiev is not in charge because we don't recognize them as the official government. It does turn out that, and I know they're sort of doing the neo-Nazi label, but it does appear very much that this new self-declared government in Kiev very much does have a lot of fascist attitudes about the way wealth should be distributed and handled in the country. We know that they're out there tearing down all the Russian monuments left over from World War II. They are out there with national socialist ideas and symbols that are being put up there, and it sort of makes it embarrassing for the U.S. government, who backed this protest in Kiev, to be supporting what does appear to be a neo-Nazi group of ultra-right-wing people. But, you know, we're in the same thing in Syria, where the U.S. is supporting these Al-Qaeda fanatical Islamic militants. But the U.S. will do business with anybody who helps them conquer these places. George, got to let you go. Going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
When all this twist of steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really happened? What's really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, as I mentioned at the top of the program, the Republic Broadcasting website is back up online and working properly. Yesterday, it was hacked and defaced. We were getting War Games dialers loading up our phone lines to try and keep people from calling in. Have you noticed that these liars and government shills and everything, they got millions of dollars to play with? TV news networks have millions of dollars to play with. I mean, their budgets are starting to get cut now, but they have a huge amount of money to go out there and keep pushing the bovine excrement at you. Slate was out there trying to support the human cause global warming. And I understand why they got that blitz on. We'll be talking about that later on. One of the co-founders of Greenpeace has gone public saying it's all nonsense. We'll get into that a little bit. But I do want to talk a little bit about these attacks that we're weathering on our servers and the rest of it, all of which use up our very scarce resources. And so once again, I need to get on my knees and grovel before the listeners of Republic Broadcasting. We are in need of your help. And I don't know, maybe we should get John Steadmiller in an Uncle Sam costume with the hat and the vest pointing at the camera and saying, RBN needs you to chip in, because we really do. Now the little contest that we've been talking about, the real estate contest to help Sandra, that is still ongoing. And you can get the information about that going to the Republic Broadcasting website. Look at the update page. The headline is, do you have an iPhone, iPad, or Android phone? And, you can download this app, from Keller Williams Real Estate. Put in the little code number to say it's Sandra. If she wins that prize, $20,000, that'll go to RBN to help us on the operation. And you can win a cash prize as well. That will be continuing to the end of March. That contest, ends at the end of March. But right now, of course, we're coming up to the beginning of March, and we have some bills to pay, to stay on the air. And so, once again, we have to remind you that we do have an ongoing fundraiser. Now, you can go to the top of Republic Broadcasting. There's a little donate button that'll take you to the donations page. There's a PayPal link there. There is a mailing address if you prefer to be anonymous, and I know a lot of you do. Or you can call 800-724-2719. Get a pencil. I'll repeat that number toward the end of the blurb here. And you can pledge your donation. Now, if you pledge $100 or more, you will get this little premium package of the RBN t-shirt and coffee mug. They're out of the copper round coins. Those went out to the people who did donate. And if you call 800-724-2719 and you make a special request and include your postal address, we will send you a copy, CD copy of Claire Rivero's Christmas Without Borders, autographed by Claire and myself. A lot of people have been asking for that as well, so we're going to keep that going for a little bit. So again, RBN does not get government grants. They don't get checks from shadowy non-governmental organizations with hidden agendas. We do not get lots and lots of money from corporations like Monsanto or big pharmaceuticals in order to tell you that everything is just hunky-dory with their products here. We rely entirely on our small, independent, patriotic advertisers, and we heavily rely on you, the listeners. And there's no such thing as too small a donation. I mean, if everybody listening to this broadcast right now send in $10, RBN would be set. And it really is up to you. If we're going to get the big money corruption out of media and government, the little money has to unite together in that common cause of restoration of the Republic. So one more time, if you want to call to pledge your donation, 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. And thanks to everybody who's already donated. And if you haven't donated yet, shame on you. Get with the program here. All righty. Now, over on Capitol Hill, where Congress is at least going through the motions of trying to act like they're investigating all of these huge scandals all over the place, Benghazi and all the rest of it, the IRS targeting of dissident groups and conservative groups is coming to the fore again. House Oversight and Government Reform Chairman Daryl Issa has announced he wants to bring back Lois Lerner next month for some questions. Now, the first time Lois Lerner testified before Congress, she invoked the Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. Okay, so they got nothing out of her. Now Issa is going to call her back. Obviously, for him to issue the subpoena means they've already decided to grant her immunity from prosecution for crimes she has committed. And once the immunity is granted, you cannot invoke the Fifth Amendment. And if she stays silent, then she's looking at contempt of Congress and possible some jail time. So what's going on is Lerner's lawyer has contacted the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee and asked Issa to revoke the subpoena because Lois Lerner and her family have been receiving death threats. Okay, which means Lerner is in possession of information that other people inside the IRS and the administration do not want made public. And Lerner's lawyer is saying she's in fear for her life, for herself and her family, and that is why she doesn't want to testify again. Well, Issa didn't go for that one. And so Lerner is back to saying she's going to invoke the Fifth Amendment, unless she gets immunity. And I think she is. I don't think ESA would even bother issuing the subpoena unless they'd already agreed to grant immunity. Now, not everybody's happy with that. Trey Gowdy is saying, we can't grant immunity. We don't know what she's done. And no way would he ever go along with granting her immunity. So they're trying to throw a monkey wrench into this thing already here. Now, the Supreme Court is in session. And sadly, unfortunately, they are betraying their oath to the Constitution. They've come up with some really what I see as highly questionable decisions. One of them has to do with the issue of asset forfeiture in a case called Cayley versus United States. And it goes down to a case where this defendant was accused of a crime by a grand jury. And on the basis of the accusation, the government froze and seized the assets of the family, including the $500,000 fund they had put together to pay their lawyers. Now, remember, she has not had the trial on the case. She has not been found guilty. She's not been convicted or sentenced. But on the basis of a grand jury accusation, the government exercised the civil forfeiture laws to confiscate the assets of the entire family. And the Supreme Court seems to think that that's okay, because when it comes to physical assets, your wealth and your home, because they are not human beings, they're not accorded constitutional protections, such as presumption of innocence and requirement of proof of guilt beyond a reasonable doubt before punishment, in this case confiscation, is imposed. Now, we have been reporting for decades on the abuses of the civil forfeiture laws. We were talking 2 weeks ago about this SWAT team raided this property, hoping to find a meth lab, which would allow them to confiscate this very expensive piece of real estate, and they wound up shooting and killing this 80-year-old man in his bed. And they didn't find any drugs. They couldn't confiscate the property. Now they're dealing with the aftermath of that. I remember when I was still living in Southern California, tragic story where the police literally look around for confiscation opportunities and they say, wow, look at this property. How much money could we get off of that? And they raided this ranch in Malibu, which is a very, very rich area of Southern California, hoping to find marijuana plants where they could say, all right, we're going to use the civil forfeiture laws. This property belongs to us and we get to, you know, sell it and spend the money on new air conditioning for the police chief's car and stuff like that. Raided the property. The owner of the property didn't realize it was the police. Got out a gun. The police shot and killed him. No marijuana on the property. These civil forfeiture laws have been the horror stories of abuse. And now the Supreme Court is saying, yeah, if you are accused of a crime by a grand jury, that is sufficient to allow the government to confiscate your physical assets. And at this point, I think we have to say the United States Supreme Court is now illegitimate, because that Fourth Amendment protection, it says it's not just the people. It says your effects, your possessions are supposed to be protected as well. Another decision came down from the United States Supreme Court. They have widened the conditions under which police can conduct warrantless searches of your home. And the specific situation is if the police come up to your home and knock on the door and say, may we come in and search? Okay, we don't have a warrant. Can we come in and search? The Supreme Court has said all they need is just one person present to say yes, and the police can conduct a search without a warrant and arrest and prosecute you for anything that they find. I presume that one person present would also include the undercover informant they've planted on you to lure you into whatever crime it is they want to convict you of so they can seize your house and sell it for whatever. Completely, completely out of control. I don't agree with that first Cayley decision. I think the Supreme Court, well, they sold their soul back on Obamacare. We'll be right back.
I bet you didn't know that some of you can live in Asia on just the amount of your new Obamacare premium increase alone. Shocking, I know. Options for early retirement, second or primary residence, visas, legal, business startup. Admit it, you've thought about it for years. It's time. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down-and-dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And apparently Harry Reid is already backing away from his statement that all these horror stories about Obamacare are lies. It provoked a major backlash from all the people who have in fact suffered these problems. Some 7 million Americans had their current insurance policies canceled. We are hearing about all these people with pre-existing who weren't able to get new policies. A lot of Americans signed up for Obamacare thinking they've got policies, and because of the computer problems, they don't really. They suffer a medical emergency, and they go into the hospital and say, I've got insurance through Obamacare, and the hospital types in the computer and says, we can't find you. And apparently the backlash was furious enough where now Harry Reid is coming out and saying, all right, well, we can't say that all the horror stories are lies, but the majority of them are. And so he's already having to sort of backpedal on that situation. And he doesn't even have any foundation for saying the majority are. He doesn't know. He can't know. This is just politics in an election year. We're going to grab a phone call now. Vicki in Idaho, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Hey, I've had this idea in my mind. You know, you were talking about the basically what is the legalized theft of property from people. And I've observed that they are establishing taxing systems that really are hidden tax systems and utility bills and so forth. And the idea that occurred to me was that I wondered if perhaps, you know, for the national debt, if they had come up with a way to extract from the American people through property and money, you know, through these different schemes, to pay that national debt surreptitiously, you know. What do you think about that?
I don't think if they were able to pay the national debt, they wouldn't be surreptitious about it. But you need to understand that the way the Federal Reserve is set up, it is impossible to ever pay the debt off, because the instant that first pretty printed piece of paper went into circulation, more money is owed to that private central bank than actually exists. And the situation never reverses. Now, we're at the point right now where if all of the taxes collected from the American people over the last 30 years had been applied to the principal on the national debt would be gone. But the reality is, because the Congress is firmly in the pockets of the money junkies, all they do is make payments on the interest, and the principal keeps growing and growing and growing and growing. And they are basically running that payment to the Federal Reserve in a way where they're not even attempting to deal with the principal. It's just, we're paying on the interest and that's good enough. And that's fine for the Federal Reserve, because the real value isn't the money coming in from the American people. It is their obedience. Not just the American people, but the government. Because the Federal Reserve uses that awareness of debt to exert their control over the U.S. government and the American people. That's what the debt really amounts to, is your enslavement. And the system is set up so you can never, ever get out of debt. If every American sold everything they had, was willing to go live homeless on the streets and sent that money into the Federal Reserve, it still wouldn't pay off the national debt, because that debt by design is always greater than the available money supply. So
Can you answer this for me? Where does the trade deficit fall? Does that go to the national debt? Or to the deficit? Where does that come in?
Okay, the trade deficit amounts to how much money is leaving the country for imported products versus how much money comes into the country for products that the United States exports. And it is a business indicator. It is a very bad indicator because, as I mentioned earlier in the show, the U.S. has basically allowed its manufacturing to go into decline, and our agricultural exports, nobody wants those because of GMO. It's about $1.5 billion a day right now is the trade deficit, and it represents money coming out of the pockets of the American people for these imported products, and there is inadequate exports to balance that. And it represents a flight of wealth and money out of the country on a steady ongoing basis. Now, it's not considered part of the national debt until the U.S. government is forced to borrow money to cover some of that deficit spending. But it is an indicator of the loss of real wealth from the American consumer who is paying these costs for these imported goods. And we don't have anything that we're making or growing that anybody wants to buy to balance that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it does put more downward pressure on the dollar internationally.
Uh-huh. Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate
it. You're welcome. You're welcome. No, the thing you need to understand, the reason the American colonials fought the revolution against Great Britain was they understood the corrupt, crooked, fraudulent nature of private central banking. We fought a revolution to be free of this kind of an economic system where we are forced to conduct all of our business using banknotes borrowed at interest from a private bank. Go back and read your Ben Franklin. And he right there he says, the primary cause of the revolution was the refusal by King George III to allow the colonies to operate an honest money system. So even back then, they knew private central banking is essentially dishonest. It is by design imposes crushing debt on the population to leech wealth from them and keep them under control. And back then, they fought a revolution to be free of it, only to be sold back into the slavery of that same system by a corrupt Congress and a corrupt president 100 years ago. And that's why we're in the mess right now. The United States has had three of these private central banks, and all three have brought the nation to the edge of collapse before somebody had the spine to kick them out. So, anyway. Now, getting back to the erosion of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, there's an article that came out of FFF.org talking about the Fifth Amendment lying in crumbles. And it's specifically talking about Obama's drone strike policy, where he simply gets a name off a list of terror suspects, and most of those names are on that list because the U.S. is over in those parts of the world offering big piles of cash. You know, name a terror suspect and you'll get this money. And so you have this guy over here who has a bake shop on one side of the town square, and he's looking at this other guy who's got another bake shop on the other side of the town square that represents competition, driving down prices, taking, you know, part of that customer base. So our first guy goes and says, I think this other baker over here, I think he's a terror suspect. And he gets his reward money, and the U.S. grabs this competition and takes him away. And it's not like this second guy who just got grabbed by the U.S. or drone struck did anything wrong. There is no proof offered that any of these targeted suspects have really done anything wrong. But this is the way Obama is working. And it is a clear violation of the Fifth Amendment, where your life, liberty, property, and effects cannot be taken without due process. The problem we hear right now is that Obama seems to be operating from the position that when the president does it, that is all the due process that's needed. I have a rubber stamp that says, do this. That's the due process, that little rubber stamp right there. And it is an attitude we've seen in other presidents, in particular Richard Nixon, who held the idea that if the president was doing something, it was not illegal. And that is a very arrogant attitude, and it's certainly not the letter of the law in the Constitution, where the president is required, just like everybody else, to obey the letter of the law, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. Unfortunately, we've had an unending string of presidents who see the Constitution and the Bill of Rights as a limitation, a blankety-blank piece of paper. And part of the fault is we, the American people, because when we see any politician who is disdainful of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, who refuses to comply with those, we got to kick them out, because it's our nation and our government. And we only allow politicians to run our country if they play by our rules, because that's our Constitution. It says so right at the top. That's our Bill of Rights. And the government doesn't get to just discard them as an inconvenience in their quest for world domination. All right, we got to take a break for our top of the hour information and commercials, and we'll be back with hour three after these few words.